Praise the Lord. If you're expecting great possibilities, I said, praise the Lord. The Lord fulfill it in your life. And the Lord do it here, Alpha location of Bomosho, and all over the world in Jesus' name. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you. We bless you for the day has come to save, to heal, to deliver, and to ransom every soul. We're asking, Lord, tonight, you begin with great possibilities in every life in Jesus' name. Confirm your power with great performances and possibilities in every life. Thank you, Lord, for the answer. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. You can sit down. We're looking at Titus chapter 2, and I'm reading from verse 11. Titus chapter 2, reading from verse 11. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men. In verse 12, it says, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, godly in this present world. And in verse 13, it says, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Verse 14, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. There's a lot in those verses. We're talking about the great possibilities of the grace of God. Look at that verse 11 again. In verse 11, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men. Start from the end. All men, everyone here, everyone there, on the radio, on the television, all men, all women, all young people, all elderly people, all men. It says the grace of God, the free gift of God, the goodness of God that bringeth, it brings something to you. We're here because God, the God of heaven, through his only begotten Son, has been thinking about you and has planned about you, old and young, men and women, and he brings something to you, a gift from heaven for everyone in Jesus' name. Is that all the amen we have in the Alpha location? It says, the grace of God that bringeth. It's like as you are there, heaven planning for you and bringing something to you. What's he bringing to you? Number one, salvation. In that salvation, there's redemption. The grace of God bringeth redemption unto you. He brings a restoration. Everything you've lost, your strength, your ability, your standing, the grace of God bringeth restoration. The grace of God bringeth renewal. When salvation comes to our lives, that grace bringing salvation brings renewal. It's like a spiritual resurrection. It's like you are dead, It's like you're an invalid. It's like you have nothing. You can do nothing. And then God looks at you at that helpless position, helpless situation, and he says, I'm going to bring resurrection, renewal, restoration unto him. And it's the grace of God. It's the free gift of God that we don't pay for, because Christ paid everything on the cross at Calvary. And that grace of God, that free gift of God, now bringeth restoration, renewal, revival. The grace of God brings healing. It looks at every part of your body, from the brain and then to the bone, the blood, every part of you. And the grace of God today brings to you the healing, deliverance. When Satan has evaded your life, controlling your life, driving you here and there with a lot of destructive, devastating destruction and distraction in your life, then the grace of God, what you could not do for yourself, the problem you cannot solve for yourself, the pain you cannot remove by yourself, for the grace of God bringeth deliverance to us. And that deliverance, that healing, that recovery, that redemption, that full salvation will appear to you. Tonight, that grace that brings all these blessings for us will appear to you there. And when it's presented to you, you say, Lord, I am here. If you hide yourself under a particular deceptive canopy, then it will not reach you. But if you come out and you say, yes, I am the one, I need that salvation, I need that redemption, I need that restoration, I need that recovery, I need that renewal, spiritual resurrection in my life, you come out and you say, here I am. Where are you? I said, where are you? It will come to you. Tonight, it's coming your way in Jesus' name. Tonight, we're looking at the great possibilities of the grace of God. Three things we're looking at. Number one, the grace that grants sinners so great salvation. Number two, the grace that gives the sick such good soundness, total healing, total recovery, every part of your body, every part of your life. The grace that gives the sick such good soundness. Number three, the grace that guides the soul to godly satisfaction. Tonight, you have salvation. Tonight, you have good soundness, total health for your body tonight in Jesus' name. And tonight, you have godly satisfaction. Amen. It will satisfy you. All the distress in your life, all the limitation of your life, and all the weariness and dreariness in your life, and all that dryness, it'll drive everything away. And tonight, it will give you total satisfaction. I welcome you to the blessing of God tonight. You will not be denied. Look at number one. Number one, we're looking at the grace that grants sinners so great salvation. When it says it grants sinners so great salvation, look at Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1. And you as he quickened, made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, sinners in their sin. It says they are dead. Are all the sinners dead? Yes. I need to explain to you. When somebody is doing something and the brain does not wake up to alert him, that's evil. That will destroy you. And the feeling, his emotion, does not disturb him, the emotion is dead. The mind is dead. And the conscience does not prick him. The conscience is dead. When all the monitors inside that could alert you, that could tell you this is wrong, when they are dead and silent. If the brain is dead, the man is dead. If the mind is dead, the man is dead. If the conscience is dead, the man is dead. When everything within that could jolt you, that could prick you, that could alert you, that could disturb you for sinning, when all that is silent and dead, that man, that woman is dead. But God will not leave us in that condition. I said God will not leave us in that condition. Because you, as he quickened, who are dead in trespasses and sins. Look at verse 2 there. In verse 2, it says, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world. He said that's the curriculum of the world, the course of the world, the studies of the world. That is the lifestyle of the people of the world. Everybody goes about hurting themselves, killing themselves, hurting others, and the brain is dead, and the conscience is dead. All the people of the world, they walk in the course of the world according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now walketh in the children of disobedience. Look at verse 3. In verse 3 it says, among whom also we all had our lifestyle, conversation, behavior in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and we were by nature, that's the problem, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. By nature, by birth, by practice, by behavior, by our sinful activities, it says we were by nature the children of wrath. Not only us, not only you, not only this individual, even as others, everyone. But God brings his grace, and his grace is coming to you. It says in verse 4, it says, but God, let to you remain spiritually dead forever. But God, let to Satan that wants to control and take over the guidance of your life, you'll be dead forever. Let to society, everyone walking in the spirit of disobedience, you are lost forever, you are dead forever, you are under damnation forever. But God's grace, God's goodness, God's love that comes to us, and he doesn't want us to perish. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us. Look at verse 5. Verse 5, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us, made us alive revived us, redeemed us. He has quickened us together with Christ. By grace are ye saved. By grace, not by works. The works of a dead man, they are dead works. Not by goodness, human goodness, the goodness of a dead man. They are dead, it's dead goodness. The brightness of a dead man, dead brightness. All those dead activities. I worship, I go to church, I pay my dues, I do this, I do that. They're all the activities of a dead man, of a dead man, of a depraved man. All that cannot save. Anything you do by yourself, anything you try to kind of bribe God with, God, can I bribe you with some amount of money and then that money will save me? Impossible. They are all dead. And it says, by grace. By grace. That's what Christ accomplished on the cross of Calvary. By grace are ye saved. Look at verse 8. In verse 8 it says, for by grace are ye saved through faith. You believe that you couldn't save yourself. That's the faith. You believe that whatever you do, whoever you are, all that cannot save you. That's the faith. And then you believe salvation comes only through Christ. Christ the Savior. Christ the sinless one. Christ the perfect one who took your place. You believe that God so loved you that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. That's the faith. It says, for by grace are you saved through faith. Tonight it will save you. And it says, and that not of yourselves. Not of your giving money, not of your going to church, not of your worshiping, anything you're worshiping. It says that, not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. It is the gift of God. Salvation, gift of God. Redemption, gift of God. Forgiveness, gift of God. And the recovery, gift of God. Everything we have from God. From that time Christ died on the cross of Calvary, everything we have is a gift from God. And we don't pay anything for that, because somebody else has paid. Christ has paid. It says, it is the gift of God. That gift of salvation, redemption, comes to you tonight. Comes to me tonight. You will have in Jesus' name. Look at 1 Timothy chapter 1. I'm reading from verse 13. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 13. Who was before a blasphemer? Those are the people. How can a blasphemer save himself? And a persecutor. How can a persecutor save himself? And an injurious person. How can an injurious person save himself? What will you offer? Are you going to offer your wickedness to God? That, look at my wickedness, let that save me, cannot save you. Are you going to give your transgression unto God? You were a transgressor. Are you going to offer that to God that he will save you? You were a persecutor, an oppressor. Are you going to offer your oppression? Are you going to offer that to God so you can be saved? He says, "In I did it ignorantly in unbelief." Unbelief cannot save. Only faith in Christ. Only faith for what God has done and for the goodness he manifests to us. Only that can save. Look at verse 14. In verse 14, "And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love which is in Christ Jesus." It says, "I was a persecutor, but I'm saved now." How are you saved? Abundant grace of God. "I was an injurious person." Your tongue had injured other people. Your actions injured other people. Your behavior injured other people. How can an injurious person be saved? "And the grace of our Lord was exceedingly great, abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus." The only thing we can do is to come as a guilty sinner in the sight of the Lord, because there's no good work in our nature, in our lives, in our habit, in our attitude. There's nothing that we can bring to God and say, "God, look at this. It's of purer eyes than to behold iniquity." The only way to be saved is to come for the grace of God. And that grace is available today. "And whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Look at verse 15. In verse 15, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners." Nothing in the world could save any sinner, and because of that, Christ came into the world. All the gold in the world, all the silver in the world, all the riches in the world, all the ideologies of the world, all the education in the world, all the goodness so called in the world could not save anybody. All the religions in the world could not save anybody. If there could be salvation through those religions, Christ would not have come. But Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. He will save you today. Yeah. We're coming to point number two now. Number two is the grace that gives the sick such good soundness. Such good soundness. And you know, if you're going to have healing, health, recovery from the Lord, it's by his grace and his goodness. We cannot pay for the healing that he gives us, because he heals us from the top of the head to the tip of the toe. Every part of us, inside, external, internal, healing is available for everyone. Amen. Amen. Have you noticed all the people that Jesus healed? Look at the leper. He was healed. How much did he pay? Nothing. By grace. Look at the blind man. His eyes were opened. How much did he pay? Nothing. By grace. Look at the paralytic, the lame one. He said, "Get up." And he got up. How much did he pay? Nothing. All by grace. Look at the woman with the issue of blood. "If I may but touch his garment, I will be made whole." How much did she pay? Nothing. By grace. Look at Lazarus, dead for 4 days, Lazarus, come forth. How much did he and his sister pay? Nothing. By grace, the healing we have, you cannot pay with tears, you cannot pay with crying, you cannot pay with money. Everything is given by his grace. We're looking at Acts of the Apostles, chapter 3, verse 1. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And then in verse 2, it says, and a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. The man was lame, was helpless, was hopeless, and every day they carried him. Somebody had to carry him. They could carry him, but they could not heal him. They could move him in that same condition from the house to the street, to the gate of the temple, but they could not heal him. And watch, the strength of man cannot do for you. And watch, the operations of man cannot do for you. Christ will do for you tonight. And remember, it's all by grace. Look at verse 3. In verse 3, who seen Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. He wasn't even expecting that he could be healed. He had been 40 years in that condition. And everybody, the priest, the people, the prayer warriors, and all the princes of the land, they couldn't give him healing. So he had given up. He was going to live all his life on alms. And so he asked an alms in verse 4. Look at verse 4. It says, and Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. Look at verse 5. It says, he gave heed unto them, expecting. Anybody expecting something there tonight? I said, anybody expecting something there tonight? It's coming. It says, expecting to receive something of them. Something. Not healing, something, money, silver, a little, a kind of currency, something of them. But he got greater than he expected. You will get greater than you are expecting. The things you think are impossible, they are possible for you tonight. Possibilities in your life. Yes. Possibilities in your body. Yes. Possibilities in your family tonight. Yes. Look at verse 6. In verse 6, then Peter said, silver and gold have I none. The man could have said, okay, if you don't have silver and gold, that's what I want, that's what I'm expecting, go your way. Don't talk too early. Don't comment too early. If you are quiet, if you are attentive, something greater than what you ever thought of will come to you tonight. And so they said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have. Peter had something more than what any ordinary person could offer. Christ had given him, not for himself, he had given him power for the healing of the people. You didn't respond to that one. He had given him authority to respond to the needs of the people. We have what you are looking for. I said we have what you are looking for. Christ has given his ministers what you were expecting. And that is why we came here today in the name of the Lord Jesus. Receive tonight in Jesus' name. He said, but such as I have given I unto thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up, rise up, rise up, and walk. What he had not done for 40 years since he was born, the power in the name of Christ gave that healing to him at that very time. And the power in the name of Jesus, that name has not lost its power. It will come to you tonight. Those deaf ears will open. Those blind eyes will see. Those weak legs will have strength. That cancer will vanish away. And all that thing that block your throat and the goiter, everything will vanish away tonight. He said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. What happened? Look at verse 7. In verse 7, and he took him by the right hand. Why did he do that? The man was surprised. He was dazed. He was kind of amazed. He was looking at Peter. As you rise up and walk, you don't know my condition. And Peter did not allow him to think too deeply about his condition, because his condition has changed. With the mention of the name of Jesus, your condition will change. And so he held him by the right hand and he lifted him up, and immediately, somebody shout immediately. That's how your healing is coming tonight. Remember, by grace. All this time, there was no exchange of money. All this time, there was no exchange of any material thing. Just the name of Jesus, and the miracle of healing by grace will come unto you. Immediately, his feet and ankle bones received strength. Where you were weak, the Lord is going to give you strength. Where you were an impotent, the Lord is going to give you potency and power. And where you were down, and it appears that you are downtrodden, the Lord is going to raise you up in Jesus' name. His feet and ankle bones received strength. In verse 8, and he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping. There was joy inside, excitement inside, power on the inside. He would walk and then he would leap, and he was praising God. Tonight is your night. Healing has come to you. Deliverance has come to you. Whatever tied you down, all that chain of the devil will be broken in Jesus' name. Look at verse 16. In verse 16, it says, and his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong. Think about that. That's available for everyone. His name, that's available to you and to me. His name, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Anywhere you are, his name, that's the source of the healing. That's the source of the recovery. That's the source of the transference of power into your life. His name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom ye see and know, yea, the faith which is by him has given him this perfect soundness. Perfect soundness. Who is going to have the soundness tonight? Amen. Amen. Has given you the soundness in the presence of us all. I mean, in the presence of everyone here, you are going to show forth that miracle power of the Lord. Look at Jeremiah chapter 17. I'm reading from verse 14. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 14. Here is the prayer, and the prayer is going to be answered by the Lord. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Can you say that? Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Let him hear your prayer. Say that, I shall be healed. I shall be healed. I shall be healed. How are you so sure? Because the grace that bringeth the recovery, that bringeth the healing, has appeared unto all men. And it appears to you today. And as you say, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed tonight, it is done. Look at the second part. It says, save me, and I shall be saved. Say that.
Save me,
I shall be saved. There's no doubt about it, because of that universal grace of God. Grace unlimited. Grace abundant. Grace that covers and goes beyond anything you might have done. He answers a prayer. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. You will praise the Lord tonight. For his salvation, you will praise the Lord. For his healing, you will praise the Lord. Look at number three here. Number three, the grace that guides the soul to godly satisfaction. Satisfaction. The Lord will satisfy you. He will solve your problem. He will take your heartache away. He will make a definite change, a great change in your life tonight, in Jesus' name. And look at Psalm 81, reading from verse 13. Psalm 81, reading from verse 13. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me. That's all he expects. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me. That word means hearken, have listened unto me. And if you listen to the Lord, he says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come unto me, all ye that struggle for the weakness in your nature, and I will give you salvation. Come unto me, all that feel guilty under the burden of sin, and I will give you forgiveness. Come unto me, all that labor under the burden of sickness, and I will give you rest, restoration, recovery, and healing. He brings solution to every problem. And he says, come, oh, that my people had hearkened unto me. He said, all that the Father gave me will come, and whosoever comes to me, I will in no wise cast out. Whosoever, the man, the woman, the boy, the girl, whosoever comes to me for salvation, for redemption, I will in no wise cast out. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me. If you just listen to the Lord, as he says, come, and you respond, and you come, salvation will come to you tonight. Healing will come to you tonight. The goodness of God will come to you tonight. And Israel had walked in my ways. Look at verse 14. In verse 14, I shall soon have subdued their enemies and turned my hand against their adversaries. Satan is your enemy. Did you get that? I said Satan is your enemy. And you cannot conquer Satan by yourself. You cannot conquer evil spirit by yourself. You cannot conquer those demons by yourself. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and I would soon have subdued their enemies. The Lord will subdue Satan under your feet. All those bad habits you didn't know, all the bad habits are your enemies. Now, cigarette is your enemy. Marijuana is your enemy. Because all those things, they come to destroy our lives. But the Lord will subdue that enemy of smoke in your life tonight, in Jesus' name. Alcohol, palm wine is your enemy. It appears to turn right in the glass, in the cup, but it will take your brain away from you and make you to go and say nonsensical things. But the Lord will subdue that drunkenness out of your life tonight in Jesus' name. Idolatry is your enemy. Because idolatry links you up with Satan, the great enemy of the whole universe. And it will bring judgment and damnation in your life. But the Lord will subdue idolatry out of your life in Jesus' name. I should soon have subdued their enemies and turned my hand against their adversaries. Look at verse 15. In verse 15, the haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him, but their time should have endured forever. The Lord wants to give you a blessing tonight that will last in your life forever and ever. Yeah. Salvation forever and ever. Yeah. Your happiness forever and ever. Yeah. A place in heaven forever and ever. Yeah. Whatever you have on earth cannot be forever and ever. The dust, the sand, the cement, the glass, the iron, all those things that we run after, the money, the certificate, is only for a short time. But the Lord says, okay, you can have the house. He will even give you more houses. You can have the car. He'll even give you more cars. But he said, if that's all you have, that's only for a short time. But above that, beyond that, he'll give you salvation forever. Yes. Eternal life forever. Yes. The joy of the Lord forever. Victory forever in your life in Jesus' name. Look at verse 16. In verse 16, he should have fed them also with the finest of wheat and with honey. Out of the rock should I have satisfied thee. He's talking to you. He said, he will satisfy you. Yeah. And tonight can be the beginning of total satisfaction in your life. Yeah. Where are you? All the dissatisfaction, all the disappointment, all the weariness, all the tiredness, all the sorrow, all the regrets of life, tonight will be taken away from your life. Yeah. But he says, oh, that my people had listened unto me. When he says, come, and I will give you rest, and I'll give you salvation, and I'll give you forgiveness, and I'll give you eternal life, if you only listen and you respond, salvation with satisfaction is coming right now in your life. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Heads bowed and eyes closed. This is the chance you don't want to miss in your life. And he says, oh, that my people had hearkened and listened unto me. And then I would have given them salvation. I would have given them satisfaction. Heads bowed, eyes closed. You want this salvation that the grace of God brings into your life right now. You want this satisfaction that the grace of God brings into your life right now. Where are you? Raise up that hand. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me. Raise up that hand. On the left over there, in the middle here, on the right there, over there on the radio, over there on television, over there online, any country where you are, you want the salvation and the satisfaction that he brings by grace into your life. Raise up that hand. If you're raising up your hand, please, in the name of the Lord, stand up. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Stand up right there with your hand raised. You're asking for the salvation of the Lord. You're asking for the forgiveness of the Lord. You're asking for the remission, removal of your sin. You're asking for peace of mind, that it takes your guilt away, it takes your condemnation away, and you say, Lord, here am I, save me, and I shall be saved. Here am I, forgive me, and I shall be forgiven. Here am I, redeem me, and I shall be redeemed. It's looking for you right there. Oh, that my people at hearkened unto me, listen unto me, I would have given them salvation and satisfaction. Keep up your hand. As you are standing up, tell the Lord, I cannot save myself. All my so-called good works cannot save me. All my endeavors, all my trials cannot save me. I believe on the Lord Jesus Christ who died for me on the cross of Calvary. Faith, grace, the gift of God. And as you come, expecting that grace will sobriety, pushing away your sin, confessing and forsaking your sin, and saying, Lord, here am I. Save me. Forgive me. Satisfy me with eternal life. He will do it right now. Let's pray together. Father, you're such a good God, such a merciful God, such a loving God, that you call everyone to forsake darkness and come to the light, to forsake their sin and come to the Savior. All these who have come with the genuineness in their heart, Lord, forgive them in Jesus' name. Take away their sin. Take away their guilt. Take away their condemnation. Give them your salvation by grace. Give them the satisfaction in the Lord by grace. Let a new life begin right now in their lives in Jesus' name. Confirm the salvation, the forgiveness, the freedom, the grace in every heart, every life, right now, in Jesus' name. Write their names in the book of life in heaven. Thank you, Lord. Say to him, thank you, Lord, for saving them. In Jesus' name, I pray. God bless you. Keep on standing. Our overseer will come now and lead us at this time. And then I'll come back and your healing will be given to you tonight in Jesus' name.
Thank you very much. Please keep standing up, those of us who stood up. Keep standing up until somebody has attended to you. You give them some informations which will help us to help you more, because the decision that you just took in surrendering your life to the Lord Jesus Christ is the greatest decision anybody could have taken here on earth. It's a decision that is bringing you out of darkness into light. It is a decision that is breaking the enmity between you and God and bringing reconciliation between you and him. It is the greatest decision. Give all the information that you have been asked. The exact information, the real name by which you are known in your community. It's a wonderful decision that you have made. Well, it's not time to go yet. Father, the Lord is still coming to pray, miracle prayer that will bring testimonies into your life. You cannot afford to miss the miracle prayer. Keep standing. And those of us who are just sitting and let's not just be looking, let's be praying, because you will surely go home with testimonies. But keep on praying and expecting the prayer of the man of God. Let's be fast with the informations we are giving, and those of us who are collecting the informations, let's be fast and honest with it, please. Write in capital letters. Those of you can write, or those of you that are writing on their behalf. And for those of us who stood up and were being attended to, while we are giving information, please listen to this. there shall be a lunch hour fellowship. Council by 3 p.m. inside these same premises in the school hall within this compound. By 3 p.m., it's going to be another wonderful fellowship, another wonderful time. Much blessings and benefit await you there. There you'll be given some informations, some trainings, how you can live your life victoriously as you have just made the decision. Be in time, 3 p.m. If you are yet to be attended to and you stood up, having raised up your hand, can you please wave your hand up so that those who are attending to us can see you? I repeat, by 3 p.m. tomorrow, inside the school hall of this school, by 3 p.m., there will be a lunch hour fellowship for all of us. Maybe you couldn't make it up to the meeting tonight, but you got connected online and you are within this city. Join them, please. And much blessings await you. For those of us who are in other locations outside this Alpha location, our moderators there, please let's explain to them where they will be holding their own meetings. Those who are yielding their lives to the Lord Jesus Christ tonight, just like those of them that are here, where the lunch hour fellowship will be holding. Announce it to them over there. Let's be quick with what we are doing. At the same time, let's be detailed in the information that we are collecting. Give details of the information that you are being asked, because it will greatly assist you. You may not understand now, but the decision you have just made tonight is a transforming decision. It's a decision that is transferring you from darkness into light. It is bringing you from the valley of defeats of life to the mountaintop of victory. You should be happy. And I'm also saying congratulations to you. So, give the necessary information that I required of you. I hope our counselors are also operating under the trees. Some people said put under the tree, and some of them also indicated their intentions to yield their lives to the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's check, please. Let's attend to everybody. The meeting is not yet over. The God of all possibilities, he wants to visit you tonight through the prayer of his servant who has already ministered to you. He's coming back to pray for you. Don't go and miss your blessing. Don't go leaving your blessings behind, because miracles are awaiting you tonight. You've been carrying that burden for years, like that man at the temple gate. He did not even expect that something good like that was coming. Perhaps you didn't know, but I'm assuring you tonight, great things are coming your way. Great things are coming your way. God has planned for you and is here for you. Be patient. you will receive the miracles. And you will go home rejoicing. You go home with testimonies. Counselors, please. If we are through, can we just wave to us here? If we are through in our own areas. Yes, I can see some, but I cannot see it everywhere. If we are through, let's be quick. Just the informations. We are not preaching to them. The preaching has been done already. Just collect the informations and their miracles will come. Yes, if we are finished, can we see us wave again? Under the tree, are we through? Can I see us wave there, please? At the extreme back, far, far back. Yes, yes, I can see from one side. Can you see from other sides too? If we are finished, let's wave, please. I can see some people writing, which means we have not completely finished. To the left-hand side of the podium, under the tree, are we through there? Can we wave at the back? Okay. Thank you. We can see it. Let's be quick. Remember, I did say that if you are not attending to people or you are not being attended to, keep on praying. Keep on talking to the Lord about the challenges of your life. All things are possible. And through the grace of God, you will go home with loads and loads of benefits tonight. You won't miss any. I said you will not miss any. Just get ready. Can we rise up now? Everybody, everywhere. Let's rise up. It's your miracle time.
Praise the Lord. Your own miracle time. And you will not go back home disappointed in Jesus' name. Heal me, and I shall be healed. He will heal you tonight. Raise up your hand and lay the other hand where you have the challenge. The God of all possibilities is attending to you tonight. And when you hear the final amen, check up, the miracle is there. Raise up the hand, lay the other hand where you have the challenge. If you are blind, the Lord will open the blind eyes. You are lame, you rise up and walk. That name of Jesus is still as powerful today. Ready? Father, in Jesus' name, your people are expecting. Your people have heard your word. They have heard that you are a God of all possibilities, a God that cannot fail, a God the same forever. We're asking, touch them, turn their lives around, heal them, deliver them in Jesus' name. Every oppressing spirit, adversaries of the people, tormenting the brain, torturing the mind, those demons, I command you, come out in Jesus' name. All the oppression of the powers of darkness against your life, I break that power of oppression now in Jesus' name. You are free in Jesus' name. Lord, any sickness, any infirmity, in the bodies of the people. Manifest your power, heal, deliver them, give them miracle healing in Jesus' name. Those blind eyes, I command you, be opened and begin to see clearly in Jesus' name. The swelling in your body, goiter, swollen tummy, fibroid, elephantiasis, hernia, I command, be healed in Jesus' name. All that swelling, come out in Jesus' name. Those who are deaf and dumb, I pray that the power of the Lord will touch those ears inside now. Yeah. Open those ears now. Yeah. Hear well in Jesus' name. Yeah. Dumb tongues, whatever is tying your vocal cord, I pray a release for you. Yeah. Lord, heal them that they'll speak out well in Jesus' name. Any internal problem in your kidney, any internal problem in your lungs, any internal problem like cancer, ulcer, whatever, touch them and heal them. Bring their miracle healing by grace as a gift to everyone tonight in Jesus' name. Any other problem you have, any suffering, any pain, any plague, I pray the Lord take it off you right now. You are healed. You are delivered. The Lord has set you free. Confirmation in your life right now. Thank you, Lord. It is done. In Jesus' name we pray. It has happened. Check up yourself now. You see the miracle working power of God already manifested in your life.